2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17. But I'll read verses 17 and 18 to give the full sense of this final paragraph. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I want to take these last two verses in at least two discourses. Into two discourses I want to divide this point. The apostle here is clearly giving believers, giving me as a believer, you, my brother and sister, as believers. He's giving us a warning, a clear warning about the danger, and a clear command and instruction about our duty. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard. That's a command. So that you may not be carried away. Here's the danger. Then we come to another command. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Apostolic commands. Giving us our duty in the light of these commands. Danger and duty are put before us here. He's writing to believers, dear friends. This is an in-house discourse. It's for believers. Of course, if you're an unbeliever, listen to it. But if believers are warned of such dangers, what danger must you be in? What plight must be yours? Think of that. But writing to dear friends, since you already know this, know what? With an ignorant and unstable men distort the scriptures and lead many astray, even to their own destruction and the destruction of those they lead astray. Verse 16. You know the danger. You know these men are coming. The error, he calls it, of lawless men. What are you talking about, Peter? Well, let's remember the letter. Let's go back to chapter 2. What's the error there in chapter 2? Well, we've been through those verses. Is it not sinful, carnal teaching, lustful teaching? Read chapter 2 again, verses 1 to 3, 10, 13 and on, 17 and on, verse 18, lustful, carnal, appealing to carnality. There are teachers like that about today, appealing to the flesh. And if you listen to them and carried away by their error, and it is error, it's false, there is such a thing as truth and error. If you go the way of error, if you go into that way, says Peter, the sinful carnal way, you will fall. You will fall from your secure position. Sinful carnal teachers, beware of them. Chapter 3, verse 3, where we've been in this chapter. Scoffers. Sinful, carnal men. Scoffing men. Chapter 2, verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 1. Novel teachers. Bringing in new ideas. Introducing ideas. Chapter 3, verse 16. Distorters of Scripture. Let's put these together. Distorters of Scripture. Introducing novelties, new interpretations, new schemes. Scoffing at the promises of God. Sinful, carnal preaching, appealing to the flesh. Since you already know this, you know this is going to happen. Scoffers, distorters, novelty preachers, sinful, carnal, fleshly appealers. Since you know this, that's the danger. You know this. He's appealing to our understanding. That's what he's reminding us. He said again and again that he's going to remind us. He wants us. This is what he's about. To remind me. To learn. To understand this. To expect it. There are many passages in Scripture which speak of these days being marked by this kind of apostasy, distorting the Scriptures, novel ideas, scoffing at the Scriptures, scoffing at Christ, scoffing at the promises, appearing to the flesh. Well, since you know all this, dear friends, in love I appeal to you, be on your guard, watch, guard, because these lawless men are about. Let me deal with that word lawless. Does many of you say, well, you're a New Covenant theologian. You know that we're under the law. No, we're not under the law of Moses. But we are under the law of Christ. And here is the law of Christ. Here is the commandment of the apostle. There are two commandments in this last paragraph. Be on your guard. Grow in the grace. There's the law. It's not the law of Moses. But it is the law of Christ. And we are under it. Christ is the great lawgiver. Matthew 5-7. John 13-16. Read 1 John. Read all the apostolic letters and see. They set out the doctrine of Christ. And then having set the doctrine of Christ out, what do? They apply it by commandment, instruction, and imperatives. Now these men are lawless that Peter is talking about here. They're bringing in these novelties, these distortions of Scripture, these scoffers at Christ and his promise, appealing to the flesh. I can only speak for myself. If you feel I'm distorting the Scriptures, then never listen to me again. If I'm introducing ideas that have never been thought of before, can't be found in Scripture, imposing my ideas upon Scripture, not arguing the Scripture out, be a Berean and reject me. If I'm leading you to scoff at Christ and scoff at his promise and scoff at the Word of God, have nothing to do with me. If I appeal to your carnality, to flesh, to satisfying the sinful ways of men, then don't ever come back to me and listen to me again. But if I appeal to your soul, to glorify Christ, to look for his promise, to show you that it comes from Scripture, to argue Scripture out before you, if I don't distort the Scriptures, but apply the Scriptures, then let the Scripture speak to you and teach you and submit to them. So there's the danger. We might be carried away. What is the danger? We'll fall from our secure position. Now, what does that mean? Are we going to have a debate about that? Well, we could have. But I take these warning passages like this, like the letter to the Hebrews, absolutely seriously. I don't sidestep them or water them down or try and move away from them. I believe them. John 15, abide in me. If you don't abide in me, you can do nothing. You'll be cast away. Now, what does that mean? Letter to the Hebrews, again and again, warning passages, chapter 2, chapter 6, on and on, 10 and 12, you read on these warning passages. What does it mean? I take them as they stand. So I try and understand this text and explain it very fully. I'll tell you what I want to do, my friend. I want to get as far away from this experience as possible. Whatever this may mean, falling from the secure position, some say it's rewards perhaps. But I take it as full value. What do I want? I want to avoid that at all costs. So what will I do? I shall be on my guard by God's grace. And I shall grow in grace. I shall seek to grow in grace. And in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I never want to know what falling from my secure position is. And I advise you, I counsel you, I appeal to you to take the same spirit. You see, you can be carried away, swept away. I'm reminded of Galatians chapter 2. The Judaizers, the lawmongers, came to Galatia. Paul said all was well there. But then the Judaizers came. And what happened to Peter? And what happened to Barnabas? Even he was swept along with it, he said. Galatians chapter 2, verse 13, I think. I see it happening today. Men bringing in distortions of Scripture, novelties away from Scripture, scoffing at Scripture, at Christ, carnal teachings, appealing to the flesh, and men are flocking to it. brother, sister, be on your guard. Don't be carried along by it. Don't be a cork on the waves, being swept by tides and winds. Be stable. Be on your guard. Keep up your defense. This is the negative way, if you like. Danger and duty, the negative. Be on your guard, if that's a negative, but it is a positive. But if you like a negative, watch out. Be careful. You know it, but be careful. Knowledge is not enough. Keep your defense up. Keep alert. Keep your eyes skinned. Watch out for it. The error of lawless men is about, and if you're not careful, you'll be swept along by it, and you'll fall from your secure position. That's the negative side. In the next discourse, I'll go on to the positive, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then perhaps there'll be a final discourse. To him, to the Lord Jesus Christ, be glory, both now and forever. Amen. But here, in this discourse, danger and duty, part one. Watch out. Be on your guard. Don't be carried away. Don't fall from your secure position by listening to these errors of lawless men. But grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ. May it be so for us all. Amen.